was Adrian who said that Urban or Adrian, I can't remember the name at the moment, but the one that told Galileo that he should recant. Well, John Paul II is told that infallible pope that he should recant, and you can't do that. So you see, it's not a problem for the truth of the bigger picture of God, but it's often a problem in religions how they deal with their dogma not fitting that anymore. And that's also true of, I mean, I sound like I'm rather critical of the Christian faith, but frankly, I anger a lot of Hindus when I'm in India when I talk about the things that dogma says that doesn't really fit with what seems to be really happening around the Hindu world or the Buddhist world or what have you. So of course, what's going to happen is that the end times may very well be, to get back to something I was alluding to in the first hour about the Trinity seen by Joachino di Fiore, who was a near contemporary of Saint Malachi in the Middle Ages, from Calabria. He had made these amazing esoteric prophecies, which many subscribe to in the Catholic Church today, and one of them is this idea that the Trinity actually stands for three ages of the evolution of God's mission on earth, 2,000 years each. The first tradition is the Father, which is the Old Testament, the Son, which is the 2,000 years of Jesus Christ. It's coming to a head right now. And when it comes to a head, what follows the ministry of Christ is the era of 2,000 years of the Holy Spirit. And in the third era, there is no longer a need for a jealous God-Father figure or a Son to aid in our salvation, but when salvation is achieved, i.e. when, another way you put it is when humanity reaches its spiritual maturity collectively, there's no need for a middle man, Messiah, or anything. We are that. We are that existence that is Catholic, that is universal. Now, there are obviously forces programmed in ourselves by our own natural side. The thing about the Gaian theory that we often hear, of James Lovelock's theory that the Earth is a huge machine that's trying to keep balance. Well, you could say that anything that's anomalous to that mechanical imperative to keep the climate and the creatures on the planet in balance, something anomalous like consciousness or love, which are not mechanical things, would be treated by the machine as things that should be suppressed. That's perhaps why, for instance, you notice that any insight or any fit of genius or any new ideas are always resisted. It seems like we're almost preordained by our genetic makeup to be suspicious of anything new, but hold on to living inside of familiar prisons of misery.
How much of end times does Nostradamus write about?
Well, he writes about a lot of situations that sound similar, but he doesn't actually, the wars, the famines, the many things. In fact, in his reality, we are in the era of the third Antichrist, the first being...
Or during his era?
We're in it.
He
it's
believes
begun.
It now, all right.
Yeah, well, it's because of the dating. He basically said that this king of terror would descend from the skies in September of 1999. Well, maybe he got the month right, but was off by a few years.
He was off by a few years.
Because maybe they descended, and in another prophecy talking about crashing into the Hollow Mountains, it happened a few years later in September 11th. Month was right, 2001. Now, the first Antichrist was called Paul Neoleron in his anagrams, which, if you understand the decoding of anagrams, is Napoleon Noir, Napoleon King, in French. A lot of people who try to decode Nostradamus' anagrams forget he's French and try to make the, you know, you got to try to first decode them in French or Latin or something, but be that as it may. The second was named after the ancient name for the River Danube, which was somehow very important in his upbringing and existence, and that the ancient name of the Danube is Hister. And that seems to be the fellow he calls the captain of Greater Germany, who breaks unions and treaties in the year 37, 41, 42, and 45.
See, I always believe Hister to be Hitler. Some people tell me no. What about you?
Well, it is a river. And one of the things that Nostradamus does is he will hide a person behind a thing and a thing behind a person. The thing that should be obvious to anyone who's playing skeptic but is really a cynic is that a river can't be doing all these personified things. Ergo, the river must be a code for a man, you know. And then if you look at that and understand that Adolf Hitler was brought up on the banks of the river Danube, the Hister, and since you know that Nostradamus loves to pun.
But why? Why does he hide everything? Was it because he thought he was going to be persecuted?
Yeah. He said, I withheld my pen for years for the harm it might do. If I were to tell people of my time the vast changes in their perceptions, their sensibilities in the future about religion, about kingdoms and all, if they could see it clearly, they would damn their own future. And he felt personally responsible for that. I think also he had an inkling of how his prophecies would be misused. You know, the Nazis used Hitler's prophecies rather accurately to foretell the fall of France, because in one of Nostradamus' prophecies, he actually talks about the invasion coming through the forest of the Ardennes. And it's not in code. He says the forest of the Ardennes in the French language. And that is exactly where the panzers came through to make their flanking attack to cut off the British armies at Dunkirk.
See, again, it's like that Pope's medallion. They may have read the prophecy and decided to act on it.
I think in this one that would be a stretch because I think that would be a stretch, especially because of I've researched that.
Okay.
And the man who came up with the idea, I think, was von Manstein, who later became a great general on the Eastern Front. And Hitler always liked radical ideas. Of course, it worked in the beginning of his war, but radical ideas about fighting it got it also his Nazi Reich destroyed. But at that time, while the luck was with him, he was... to make a long story short, I've looked at that, and I, after all these 3 years, I don't see a correlation. I don't see any interest of Manstein or Rommel or any of the people that might have been involved in that plan to any association with Nostradamus. The only person in the Nazi Reich hierarchy that had a relationship with Nostradamus' prophecies was Joseph Goebbels. And his was a purely cynical one that
yes.
You can read in his diaries because Magda, his wife, was totally into the von Lug translation of the prophecies, and she kept seeing the five references to Hister and said, "Hey, honey," in bed one evening in 39, "I think he's talking about the Fuhrer." He said, I don't believe in any of this, but I know that Anglo-Saxon types and English and Americans and French are just suckers for this, so I'll use it. Ironically, he acquired one rather remarkable interpreter of astrology and Nostradamus, who was politically naive, but a very gifted astrologer, and that was Carl Ernst Kraft, who... successfully predicted the assassination attempt of Hitler on November 8, 1939, and was told the Gestapo that he had done it, and they arrested him, but he had the proof that he had done it locked away in a filing cabinet, because he knew that if he told them he had made the prediction, it was against the law to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the success, they hired him to work on the prophecies as a propaganda idea.
Interesting.
Because he couldn't see Hitler winning, he had a nervous breakdown, and he died on the way to a concentration camp.
Oh, it plagued him. We'll be back. You said that we are in the midst of having the Antichrist now. I want to find out who that might be when we come back, John. John Holgar, guest. I'm George Norrie, and this is Coast to Coast AM.